views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Look it, this is one of our good news segments, and here's what I want to say about this. You all heard me talk about what it felt like to go back to school. You also heard me talk about the daunting experience of getting into college. And more importantly, the lack of preparation, the stuff I didn't even know about SATs, GREs, you name them, all of them, all of those things that you have to prepare and get ready for, to get prepared and get ready for college. And so those we like to call the college boards. But if you don't come from a family that could tell you how to get prepared for them, if maybe you're like me, the only one in your family ever got a high school degree, if that's you, or maybe you're not you, maybe you've come here and this is your first experience in the United States to try to make this happen. This is daunting. But even if you're not any of those and you're simply a kid trying to get an education, it's daunting. Today, Priscilla Rodriguez, Vice President, College Readiness Assessments, the College Board, is joining us here today because, like me, she understands what it means to have the tools to get prepared for the rest of your life, because that's what we're talking about today. Priscilla, great to have you.
Thank you so much. And that intro gave me goosebumps. It's incredibly personal for me as well. And it sums up what we try to do every day at the College Board. We're a nonprofit, and our goal is to make sure that any student who wants to pursue education after high school can, and they know what to do and when to do it.
And I'm a little different, so I like to give that website out two or three times. So if you'd start right now with that, let's go.
Sure. So two important places for students and families to go check out. The first is psat.org/tracking. That is the home of all information for the PSAT and MSQT. It's that preliminary or kind of practice SAT. And then the second really important place for students and families to go to is satpractice.org. That is the home of an exciting and relatively new free practice tool that we developed in partnership with Khan Academy. Mm. So again, that one is satpractice.org.
I love that you're doing this. Look, you and I have similar stories about our family. My grandfather was born in Brazil, and you know, here we are. Look at us. Here you are helping others. Here I am with a prefix and suffix on my name that it's not even imagined. I mean, I don't even know what's up with the Dr. Pat thing. It's like surreal someday. And I wish I could tell you I named the show that, but the listeners did. I was so ashamed of my education. And I want to talk with you about this because preparedness is one thing, and you have really helped people get down the left brain nitty gritty of it. But besides that, you're also preparing them from a heartfelt confidence perspective. And that, to me, I want to talk with you about, because people think it's just a score. But boy, I'll tell you, this was scary for me. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Oh, goodness. I remember so well how I felt getting ready for kind of every part of the college application process, but definitely also the test, the PSAT, and then the SAT, the one that goes to colleges. So yes, it can be a nerve-wracking and daunting time for students and families. There's no two ways about it. But I view part of my job as trying to let students and families know that they shouldn't be as anywhere near as nervous as they likely are. And that's because we've made huge investments and commitments, especially over the last 5 years, to really help students and families know how to practice, what to expect, that practice pays off, that your score can go up. It is not a one-time judgment on who you are and what you're capable of. It is now an assessment that tests what you've learned in high school and what you need to know for college, and we've helped create free practice resources that are available to any student online that help you figure out the parts of the test where you're not as strong, yeah, which everyone's going to have, and then helps you focus your really valuable time as a high school student on those areas so that you can walk in on test day confident, knowing that you're going to put your best foot forward and that you will have a chance to practice and try again if you want to do that.
Yeah, and I went to the website, and here's what I love about this. First of all, I want everybody to know this is a nonprofit. What we say is nonprofit, not for profit. And what that means is that, you know, when the people sign up to do this work to help you at the academy, when they sign up and they create something like this, they're doing it based on the hearts of others to keep this going and rolling. And, you know, you have a couple of different pathways here I want to talk about. Everybody thinks that it's all on the kid, but you have a section that is for the teachers and a section for the parents. So let's talk about the holistic version of this.
Absolutely. And thank you for kind of naming all of the adults who should be there to support and encourage students. So when a student takes, let's say the PSAT and MSQT, which they normally take sophomore or junior year as they're getting ready for the SAT, they get back a score report. It's a really rich source of information that breaks down how they did on the PSAT across the two sections and by skill level. And parents can get access through the student to the same thing as can educators. And then what that allows is this group of caring adults to work with the student to say, here's how you did. Great, by the way, like, good job.
Yeah,
and here's where we know you can still get better. Again, we all have areas where we're stronger and not as strong. That is just natural. But now we know the areas where you could improve. Let's work together. Let's use these free practice resources that are now available, and let's focus our time to help you get stronger and more confident, which really matters, as you get ready for the test. And parents and teachers have a role to play in that.
You know, I love what you're doing here. I worked with kids once upon a time about the psychology of this. Let me just call it that to be just short. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is what you're talking about. I want to get deep into it a little bit for the next 4 minutes or so that we have. I mean this, everybody sits down and takes that first shot at it, and you get your score back. And one or two things is going to happen when you see your score. You're either going to have the support that you're talking about, where somebody says to you, good start, we're going to get better from here. Here are the things that you can do. You're either going to have that, or you're going to be by yourself and think you're never, ever going to get in college. There generally isn't a middle road here. You know what I'm saying? People think there is. There isn't. There's generally not the middle road where kids either say, oh, let me think about it. Maybe this, they're either, yeah, I'm going to get support, I can get better, or I'm never going to pass it. Tell me what you do to bridge that gap.
I think you're spot on. And I think we all as adults have a responsibility in finding ways to bring that message of support and growth to students, whether they are our children or children that we work with or know. So I do think it's incumbent on adults to really underscore that. But practically speaking, because you're right, some students may not have all of that adult support in their lives.
Yep.
Practically speaking, there are now, again, just in the last 5 years, these great tools and opportunities available to students when it comes to scholarships they can earn because of the assessments. This free practice tool I mentioned that we developed with Khan Academy, an ability to see which AP, those advanced placement classes, you might be really well suited for. That's a place where students need to be encouraged to take a college level class in high school And if they do well, they get college credit, which can save time and money and shows colleges how good they are. But they need an adult to tell them, you have potential. Go for it. Give it a shot. Yeah. And so we're trying to do as much of that ourselves as we can as we deliver these scores. But we do need the adults in students' lives to reinforce that message and to keep them motivated so that they can work.
Let's give that website again, because I want folks to know the nitty gritty too now of what does this mean to get this kind of support. Let's give out those websites again.
Yep. Two important ones. So psat.org/scoring. That's where you go to learn about the PSAT NMSQT, which is that preliminary SAT. And that's where you can go to log in and check your scores once you've taken them as a sophomore or junior in high school. Mm-hmm. And then really importantly, the second one, satpractice.org. That is the free, personalized, online, official SAT practice on Khan Academy.
I wanted to talk to you about something I pulled off the website. Being a statistician, it's really even weird saying that. I almost flunked. I almost didn't get in to college going back after work. I almost didn't get in because I didn't know anything about how to prepare for this. Mm-hmm. But there's something I read. 20 hours of practice on Khan Academy is associated with an average of 115 point score increase. And, you know, from the PSAT, NMSQT, whatever the T's are, a point score increase. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that, because what that says is there's a system and a methodology here. And I know I've got like 1 minute. So if you could just give us the wrap up and then that website again.
Absolutely. So official SAT practice on Khan Academy is world class. It's about bringing what only some students and families had access to before to every student. And we have 4 or 5 years in, so that it is paying off. So as you mentioned, 20 hours of total practice is associated with 115 point score gain. That's great. But I want to let students and families know 6 to 8 hours of total practice is associated with 90 hours of point gain. So keep going, keep practicing. Yep. But even 6 to 8 hours of smart and targeted practice through a free tool can get you 90 points, which can change the entire trajectory of where you go to college.
I love it. Last question, Priscilla, if you don't mind. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave everybody with today?
I want students and families to know that these tests that come along during high school, whether it's the PSAT, NMSQT, the SAT, are not judgments. Mm. They're not vetoes on what they can and can't do with their lives. They are ways for students to show their strength, mm-hmm. to show their interest, and there are ways for students to be found. We have students across the country who are working so hard, many without that much support or those many resources. And by taking things like the PSAT and the SAT, they can be found by colleges who can tell them what they need to hear, which is, you're college worthy. Come study with us.
Yeah.
A message like that changed my life. And it changes millions of kids' lives every year.
That is why I'm even here talking to you today. I am the least likely person to have gotten into the college I got into, the doctoral program I got into. But because I did take the test and because I did pursue this, I was looked at by a woman who was similar to my journey. And I got in 1 out of 6 students in the class.
Wow.
And that's what I want to say too. When you talk to your kids, you got to give them stories like this, because we don't know what we're capable of until we try.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
Inspire. Create. Empower. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Whoa. Hey, everybody. Look at. I love doing these 15-minute segments right now. This is a good news segment. Catherine Sansone is joining me here today, a lifestyle and parenting expert. But what are we talking about here today? Are you ready? The weather outside may be frightful, but the gifts inside are delightful. I'm sorry. I got carried away. Welcome.
Thank you. I like your voice. Keep going.
Oh my God. I don't even know where that came from. Look, thank you so much for joining me today. The thing that I love about what you do is that people are always scratching their heads, and I mean pulling their hair out more or less, right? Hectic schedules, holiday season. But you know, here's what I've learned after doing this show for 15 years. Folks have got a giant heart. They've got giant hearts. They want to do good. They want to get great gifts. They want to be kind to the environment. So let me ask you this question, Catherine, because you have got a lot of experience around this. What is getting people all happy and jiggy with it this season?
Well, I think people are just getting smarter after time and time, year after year after year. I don't know, sometimes I am way less stressed this year than I've been in the past. And I think it's all about organization, though. If you're organized about what you're going to do, because it's a small amount of time between now and Christmas. And so I think a lot of people get very stressed out because they wait to the last minute. So get organized, start putting your notes together, start asking your people and talk to your people, and just get your gift list in order. And just do it and quit complaining and quit talking about it. Just go do it.
Yeah. I like that. I like that because this is really, we created our theme for 2020. Every year we have a theme. And our theme for 2020 is 2020, the year of plenty. And what that means is that the hesitation about what to buy or not to buy, you know, this is all fear-based, right? I'm not going to get all psychological on you. But
you
do know, right? I mean, you've talked to millions of people. How can we help them get past the psychology that we call themselves?
You know, it's interesting because my kids range from 32 now down to 14. And I see them and their friends and how they act and interact and what they do and stuff. And it's just my older generation of kids are different than my younger.
Yeah.
So I even see a wave in the range of my children as far as a lot of how their people act and interact. And my older children are constantly telling me about technology with my younger kids. So they're like kind of my third parent on all this. But I agree with you. Everyone's got love in their heart.
Yeah.
And everyone means to do well and wants to do well. And it's not about breaking your bank or stressing out. And if you can actually have the confidence to really know that, then you won't be worried about all the other material things that you think are going to make Christmas special, because it's not. It's more about a calm mother in the household that's not crazy.
Yeah.
And spending time with loved ones, quality time, off the phones, quality time, eye to eye, and actually conversing. So those are the jewels of our holiday seasons together with our family right there.
I have a friend who has set this rule into play a number of years ago. I'm going to just tell you this, and then we're going to get down at what you see are good to really focus on. I have a friend a long time ago said to the kids when they were younger, when you come in on holidays, here is the basket where you put your cell phone. Mm-hmm. And so that worked really, really well. Now, some of the kids got older. One of them's a doctor. So the doctor gets to wear the phone, right? But beyond that, tell me, what?
We have the same thing.
Do you? Okay.
It's like a shoe holder, but it's got numbers. And we hang it in the family room, and they'll know their phone's in slot one or slot 10.
Oh,
and I
man.
See them looking over there to see if their phone's lighting up. It's very funny. But we have the same thing. And we have no phone zones. There will be no phone zone in the family room when we're all watching TV or all being together as a family. If you want to leave, you can take your phone and you can leave. But when we're all together, and of course, dinner table is the worst. Phones go in the middle at the dinner table. And we actually find conversation to talk about the entire time. There's never, oh, no, I just got to take this call. I just got to do this. There's no excuses. Phones in the center. So those are great rules to implement. I'm guilty of it as well. So it's just a struggle in progress. I mean, a progress and struggle. Like we're always trying to perfect the whole technology phone thing and trying to communicate more. I told my one son, he was on his phone the entire time I was driving him somewhere. And I said, get out and take an Uber. If you want to be on your phone, then And I'm spending my time driving. Obviously, I'm not doing anything on my phone because I'm driving. Get out and you can be with an Uber driver and you'll pay for it yourself.
All right. So this is going to be our number one gift right here. And then we're going to talk about the rest of them on your list. Here it is.
Okay, awesome.
This is the gift that keeps giving. For all of you wondering, what can I give my parents and my grandparents? This is the gift. Show up 100% all you.
I love it. And I guarantee you, it's not always going to happen. So you got to set standards. But I actually have a great, great gift idea that kind of falls
Come
in line
on,
with
let's
what we're talking
it.
About.
Yeah,
the gift of travel. Our children last year, all 10 of them, gave us a trip in January.
Oh my gosh!
And they put it together on a little video that they presented to us on the TV. It was the cutest thing. I couldn't believe it. I was bawling. And that they actually spent the time and energy to put all this together. And the gift of travel is an amazing gift. It's an experience where people will have memories for a lifetime. And thanks to Booking.com, they make it very easy because they can accommodate every budget. Anywhere from a five-star hotel to an apartment to a night, just a staycation in town, they have it all. And while you're searching for your accommodation, whether on their website or on their mobile app, you can also access over 197 million reviews of people that have actually stayed at these properties and their current and up-to-date reviews, so you can see what fits best for that loved one. And I don't know about you, but like I always have so many questions when I'm booking travel or when I'm actually on a trip. They have in-house customer service to answer all these questions 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, so, it's daunting. Yeah, it's daunting. Yeah, so I'm so glad you brought that up, because I think it is one of the top reasons why people don't book more trips. And so because of them, they make this very, very easy. I had to book an overnight to do a video shoot. I'm very excited about this video shoot with John Legend. And I just get with them and I'm like, where can I stay? I need to be three blocks from this. So I love the gift of travel, right? I live in a beautiful place. And if you know what the value of buying ferry tickets, a nighttime ferry tickets for some kind of nighttime thing, I love that. Now
it's just a great, and especially in the new year when you want to refresh in the new year and maybe do a new adventure. Mm-hmm. It's just a great gift, and I'm definitely going to gift that to somebody on my list this year.
I love it. Oh, awesome. Okay, now look it. I'm kind of the handy dandy one. Like I'm actually building sound panels for our new studio and our new office. There are some people that work with their hands, and I got to tell you, the funnest thing to do is to work with the kids and the grandkids and build something or make something. What do you got up in that arena?
Oh, okay. I've got the perfect gift for a person like you or somebody that likes to home repair or home remodel. It's the Craftsman VersaStack system tower. And basically, it's a tool organizer, because I don't know about you, but I know somebody who's like a home remodeler on my list, and his stuff is spread out all over the place, his truck, his trunk, his basement. So this is an amazing gift that'll put it all in one place. It's essentially three products. It's the bottom unit that's on rollers, larger, and then it's the second one that stacks on top of that is like the middle suitcase for like your power tools, and then the top has compartments. It's got removable cups. And it's got, you can just put your small tools in the top part. It's stackable, portable, it's customizable, it's got locks, it's got latches. You can make it however you want, but the bottom line is all of your tools, all of your stuff is in one place. So there's no way you're going to lose anything once you buy this. It's amazing. It's got a handle. It's really cool.
Give us the name again. I want to make sure people get it.
It's Craftsman VersaStack System Tower.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That is crazy. That is awesome. I know, I'm already
thinking. You got to get it, Dr. Pat.
I'm thinking. I'm already thinking.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
All right. For me, so here's the deal for us. We do positive talk radio. That doesn't mean, so people with positive talk radio, they think we don't talk about important stuff. We really do. We talk about everything from sex to spirituality. But I got to talk about this next thing for you. People are burning out. They're not burning the candle at both ends. They're blowing the candle up. What do we do to give people to say, time to chill?
Okay, here's my tip for the gift, for a gift for that loved one that you want them to indulge in a little self-care. Macy's is your one-stop shop. It's so easy. Mm-hmm. It's got every budget, every price point. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to create the gift of relaxation in a basket. I'm going to include some fuzzy fur cozy slippers that I would actually love to buy myself while I'm buying them one so I can wear them during the holidays. And an exclusive gift set with little five mini brands of different products. So you can try different products. And Macy's is the place for all of this. Your loved one that's going to receive this gift of relaxation will, and then you can make a date with that person and get cozy afterwards in front of the fire and watch a movie and be like, thank goodness we are past the holidays, because now we can just chill and relax.
You know, one of the things I love about the basket is you could be super, super creative, right? But the other thing, you mentioned Macy's, right? One of the things I love that Macy's started to carry, my favorite, are you ready for it? Once you get these and you use these, you will never go back. Bamboo sheets.
Oh,
now that
I've never even heard of them.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So if you're thinking of making like a basket thing for people, this is the kind of stuff that we're talking about. Oh my gosh. All right. I love that. Chilling out. And then the other part of this too is, you know, we're looking at this year, really looking at how can we be together? Right. Mm-hmm. And it's not just the season, Catherine. It's the postseason. This is the best gift I ever got was given to me after the holidays, where somebody paid my weekend for a group, a gathering my 30 friends and I do. How about postseason? Uh-huh. Tell me about those gifts.
Oh, my gosh. Well, all these gifts can be for postseason, actually.
Yeah.
And especially the relaxation gift, for sure. And One gift I'm gonna talk about now that is actually my favorite gift every year I get them for my children and my husband is a gift of a note, a handwritten note. I know it's a lost art.
I love it.
We text and email. I don't care what paper you put it on, what card, it doesn't matter. Get a scratch paper, but you sit down and you write your thoughts from your heart, what that person means to you, what they've done with you this year that's made them special in your life. I sit there and read my notes and I bawl and I look forward to them every single year. And I also know that it took them time to do it. So I'm suggesting, aside from all the other things I've talked about, give a piece of yourself, love from your heart to your loved ones so they know how much it means and they can keep this forever.
You know what I love about what you just talked about? Once upon a time, I got crazy with custom paper, and I had a friend that did a little calligraphy. Do you know that you can get handmade custom paper made for that special note?
Gosh, see, that's something else I didn't know.
Yeah.
But that's great. That's great to know. But I mean, and in a world where no one has time and you receive a handwritten note, I receive a handwritten note, it really just rings a bell in my head, like rocks me. Like, it's like, this is so different. And I don't know how we got to this point, but it shouldn't be. It should not be a lost art.
Yeah. I just want to make a plug for that because I know you're going to talk about this. We need to find ways, Catherine, don't we, to get the family involved in really family time. And by the way, just got a reminder to mention, you can make with your child, if you want to write this note that Catherine's talking about, your child, yourself, your grandchild, you can actually physically make the paper. Now imagine that, Catherine, right? Now imagine you're giving grandma and grandpa a handwritten note with paper you made with your own hand. I think I'm going to cry.
Incredible.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't be able to take it. I mean, I love it. And I tell other people that, and they're like, well, my handwriting's terrible. That is the beauty of the fact that it's from you. Don't correct it with an app. Don't type it.
Yeah.
Still write it. It doesn't matter if your handwriting's bad. That is who you are, and that's why that person's going to love your note.
Oh, my gosh. I'm taking up so much time. I'm going to get in so much trouble from folks. I'm sorry for doing all that. I'm over my time. I want to ask you this last question. First of all, how can folks find out more about this, about you, about these holiday day ideas? And then I just want to ask you, Catherine, I want to ask you what your personal message is for people.
Okay, so I'll first answer the first. You can check out all the products I've talked about today here on betterstufforlife.com. That's the website. And as far as my message to people, my message to people is a few things. It's number one, slow down and take a breath.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe in and breathe out. We are on such a fast-paced life that we don't have time to appreciate what's right in front of our very eyes. I also say to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness is the best way that you will sleep at night. If someone did something or someone bothered you or something and you harbored something for years, find it in your heart to forgive that person. So, and then my third would have to be to really set limitations for your technology in your family and in your communication of your world. Because spending time face-to-face, eye-to-eye, touch-to-touch, all those things, go way further than technology is great. I'm not bashing technology at all. I'm just saying you have to control it and don't let it control you and your family and how you're now thinking and how you're now responding and acting. You have to remember all the things that come natural that God gave us. Those are my messages.
Oh, that's beautiful. Catherine, thank you so much for everything. Thank you.
Thanks, Dr. Pat. I really enjoyed speaking with you.
Yeah, I want to tell everybody, Catherine's got it going on. We mentioned just a few things. There's much more. Thank you for joining us, Catherine. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Happy holidays to you.
Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back. You could tell how excited I am, everybody, about making something this year for someone, right? Bye-bye, everybody. We'll be right back.
Have you heard the story of the snake and the rope? One evening, a young woman was walking down a country road. It was growing dark. Suddenly, she froze. Up ahead was a coiled snake. She was terrified. She reached into her bag for a flashlight and directed the beam of light towards the snake. Now she was flooded with relief. It was just a piece of old rope. That snake stands for all our imaginary fears and insecurities that sap our confidence. The beam of light is conscious confidence. Ask yourself, how many snakes did I see today? How many actions or words did I stifle through fear? Hi, I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, for Conscious Confidence Radio on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn more about how you can live a life filled with conscious confidence. Go to my website, consciousconfidence.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett-Kuiper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
Your favorite Transformation Talk radio shows are now on Spotify.
What?
Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom! With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Your money is your creational energy. When you feed your wealth back into what you love, it signals your choices and returns to you. Tune in to Money Momentum with host Karen Baines and learn the truth about the widely misunderstood creative energy that is the cash in your pocket. Realign the things you can't see to get the results you can see. Listen every month for a whole new hour on how to get the money already aligned to who you are. For more information on Karen and Money Momentum, visit soulwhispers.uk.
Your inspiration all day on transformationtalkradio.com.
Hey, everybody. Yep, this is it. CC Carmichael is joining me here today. You know what I'm trying to say here, chef and entertaining expert. But beyond that, listen, this is someone that not only understands what it's like to how to make the holidays, you know, full of cheer, but has the energy of that. So you guys have heard me talk about the energy of the holidays. That's what we're going to talk about today. And we're going to give you some really cool tips. Cece, it was great to have you.
Oh, so good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Listen, I want to talk about the energy and then we'll get into the details of this. I've been talking about an energy shift this year. You know, there's a big, not to get into astrology, but there's a big movement energetically. And I want to ask you, what are you seeing around this holiday and what can we do to help people that are just like, the holidays? How can we help folks today?
I've been sort of thinking the same thing. I think something weird happened with Thanksgiving, the period between Thanksgiving and Christmas all of a sudden, isn't as long. So myself, you know, I have to tell you, like, I haven't been started because I've been working so much and I'm okay with it. I'm not panicking because I think is that people have enough stuff and to me, I want more experiences.
Yes.
Gifts and that, whether that's like going on a hike with somebody or going to see a show or this mindless gift giving franticness that we get into about buying gifts and, you know, it's nice and it's fine. And I've got tips on how to make it nice and easy. But I think what we have to let go of stuff to a certain extent.
I agree with you completely. And here's why I love what we're talking about here, Cece. Look, there's something that what you and I, just before we came on, we were talking about just this. We were talking about the fact that both of us love to play ping pong. right? Table tennis. And yeah. We were talking about the happy space for that. And I want to really tap into that because you are right on. What I'm noticing from family, from friends, they want some kind of experience. Not that they don't want a little trinket or maybe a couple of bars of organic dark chocolate. But what folks want to do is they don't want stress.
Yeah. And I think there's way too much. You can't turn on the television without getting stressed out. Ugh. And then you've got this on top of it, and then the time crunch, and everything's busy, whether you're working or whether you're, you know, taking care of your children and driving carpools and picking them. It's at a certain point we have to say, take a deep breath and say, it's where I am now is fine. I think media is slightly to blame because we are looking at like these perfect tableaus.
Oh my gosh, I know.
You know, celebrity Christmases. And it sets up an unreal expectation so that if you don't meet that, you feel like a loser and you feel like you've failed. And I think my mantra for everything is, I don't know who said this, but the perfect is the enemy of the good.
Yeah.
Just let go of the perfect. Good is good enough. And and what it really amounts to as a holiday is family and friends. And so that's what it is. And, you know, and if I can, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, holiday travel and shopping. And, you know, if I can impart a little bit of wisdom and on how
let's talk about that.
Because it's inevitable.
Let's talk about this. Because here's the thing I love about what you said. You know, I learned about the word perfect a long time ago. You know what I learned about it? It means different things for different people. So therefore, you're never going to get it. You're never going to get it. What's perfect for me, right? It's like grandma with cooking the spaghetti, the gravy. Mm-hmm. And grandma cooks the gravy. And grandma cooks the gravy with the meatballs. And I learned how to cook the gravy and the meatballs from grandma. But here's the deal.
You're Italian that you call pasta sauce gravy. I love that.
It's gravy.
Anyway, go ahead.
Grandma's gravy is the best to me. I make grandma's gravy. But that doesn't mean it's perfect. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this because we're going to let go of perfect here today. Yeah. It's like, down with the perfect and let's roll. I want to talk about traveling.
Yeah.
A friend of mine said more people are traveling than they've ever done before. What's your sense of that?
I read that too. I read that like Thanksgiving holiday was record breaking, and apparently the holiday Christmas Hanukkah holiday is going to surpass that. You're going to have a lot of people in the and Thanksgiving was, you know, on the East Coast. We had snow. I mean, it was all over the country.
Right.
It was just so with traveling, I think this comes with experience and with age for me, is that you kind of expect the worst and be pleasantly surprised when it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And that puts me in this weird middle distance zen place when I travel, that you kind of go, oh, okay, my chemical problems. Oh, I have to get off this plane and get on another one. Okay, that happens. You know,
it's
just you have to be prepared for anything. And you know, for me, it's like using the best and most available planning resources. And I discovered, I've been using it for a while, but booking.com.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. And, you know, it's the time of year when people are making New Year's resolutions and how the New Year is going to look. And for me, it's about traveling more, about seeing the world more. And you know, whether you want a trip that's got you hiking up a mountain, or you want to travel more with your poodle, or travel more with your kids, or less with your kids, they have these amazing filters so that you can find that perfect place to sort of kick off that you know, that exploration of the world. And the other great thing about it is they've got, you know, 197 million reviews from real users.
Yeah.
So your travel expectations can match the reality.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I had to go down to LA very spontaneously on October 1st for a video shoot, a music video shoot. And I was so struggling. I went to booking.com and slam, bam, thank you, ma'am. I had not used it before. And I got to tell you, for two of us that had to get on a plane in a couple of days and get a hotel down in LA to do this music video shoot, it was like, oh my gosh, how not pressured is this? But isn't that what you do? You find ways for all of us to understand how to have a great time. I want to talk to you about one other thing. My friends now, for like 25, 26 years, every year do a white elephant. And all of us get together upstairs here. We all get together in one room, like 30 or 40 women. Women only, just saying. But we all look forward for it. Can we talk about this idea of gatherings and parties?
I think white elephant is one of the most fun. I just love how, like, at the end it gets people. I just find it's a great activity. It gets people laughing. Some of the gifts that show up on those things are hilarious. So some people like get really kind of nice presents, but then some people get the joke presents. Like one year I got a remote control cockroach. It was a giant cockroach that was badly operated. And people fought over it. People love that one. But anyway, the idea of having a theme is fantastic. I mean, I love those. And you know, for entertaining, I think here we're back again at how I think people don't entertain. I was asked earlier by another interviewer, do you find that it seems like in the old days people entertained all the time? They had Christmas open houses, and it just seems like people do that less and less. And I think it's a lot has to do with going back to that expectation of perfect. If I can't do it perfectly, right, I do not want to do it at all. And, you know, over the years and on, you know, these media tours, I try to tell people it doesn't have to be perfect. It people are coming to see you, and they don't care if your bathroom isn't perfectly clean. They don't care that, you know, you're reheating pre-made food. It's the idea of opening your home and sharing the season with people you love.
Yeah. They don't notice that stuff. They don't notice that. People don't notice that. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, you know, 20 minutes into this white elephant, and inevitably there's a piece of food on the floor. I mean, that's what a party's about. I mean, if you come from the family that I come from and the family you come from, and look what you do all over the world, you got to know that part of the joy is having, you know, chocolate on your face or something like that, because you're spending the time with each other. And it is the best time of the year to have spinach between your teeth, right? I mean, if we get one more spinach casserole around the holidays, I don't know what I'm going to do. But let's talk about this thing that's going on the East Coast, because I got a call from Linda, who's coming out here tomorrow. So she says, it's snowing. Okay, let's talk about the unexpected. But before we do, I want to make sure we give people the best way to get the details about what you and I are talking about here today.
If you go on to betterstuffforlife.com, you'll have, like, you know, it'll have everything that I'm talking about today. Maybe not as much, because you and I are going very much in depth. We've got, I always love it when I have a little more time, and especially with somebody who loves ping pong, who I share interests with, white elephants and ping pong. I just want to cover
the
the shopping. Even though I'm, you know, saying to everybody, don't shop as much, but it's sort of the hopping from shop to shop to shop to get your, I gotta get my cleaning products, I gotta get my wrapping paper, and the idea of having it all in one place under one roof. Dollar General has saved me on so many occasions, because it's got, the household cleaning essentials, beautiful little scented candles, so inexpensive gifts for everybody on your list. And you have someone unexpected coming, and it's like, oh my gosh, I need some stocking stuffers or just a little something, electronics, music, toys, and the prices are so good. And you know, you're inevitably, when you're hosting something, you forget a food item, like, oh, I forgot sugar, I forgot. And I think they have like 15,000 locations, so there's always one nearby. And you can really, like, I was at a friend's house. We were cooking, making pasta. And I was making the sauce. I'm like, where's your pasta? Where's your,
right.
your stock pot? Didn't have one. So right. I'm like, I'll be right back.
Exactly.
So, you know, 10 minutes away was a Dollar General, got a big stock pot, brought it back, inexpensive, saved the day. So they've saved my skin on many occasions.
I know. Well, look, I know you've got to go from interview to interview, and I just want to say thank you so much for sharing this. One last question, website again, and what do you want to leave us with? What's your personal message?
The website is betterstuffforlife.com. And I think that the overall message is do the best you can, take a deep breath, and be ready for anything, and don't be upset if things don't work out, because that's life. You learn from the things that don't work out.
Exactly. Because I'll tell you what, sometimes when things don't work out, it's because something way better is right around the corner.
Oh my gosh. You and I wish I lived out there. We could go play ping pong.
I got to tell you, we're going to connect. I go back to the East Coast because I live there. So we're going to connect because we're going to go play at Mr. Wong's place, me and you. And we're going to hit that ball, and we are going to feel so much better. Have a great holiday.
You too. Thank you so much. All
right. Awesome. Hey, everybody, don't forget what we're talking about today. It's not about perfection. It's about purpose. All right, everybody. We'll see you in a minute. I tried to swim against.